Good afternoon. Temperatures continue to climb with increasing humidity, which will lead to more showers and thunderstorms developing through the afternoon and into the evening hours. Some of the thunderstorms could produce locally heavy downpours with the possibility of ponding of water on roadways, especially in poor drainage areas. If some of the thunderstorms grow strong enough, gusty winds and hail are not out of the question. Readings today should climb into the upper 70s and some lower to mid 80s are likely. Overnight tonight, gradual clearing skies with temperatures dropping back into the 50s to around 60. For tomorrow, a drier day with lower humidity, in and out sunshine with highs back into the middle and upper 70s. A wave of low pressure will head down the Ohio Valley toward New York City Wednesday night and Thursday. A bunch of rain with this system will head in our direction and mainly affect areas from I-90 south with a steady rain through Thursday afternoon. Areas to the north will have more in the way of scattered showers, depending on the exact track of this low as we get into the latter stages of the week. On Thursday, with the clouds and rain, temperatures will be held back into the lower 70s. We'll dry it out overnight and into the day on Friday, a mix of sun and clouds in the mid-70s. Then a ridge of high pressure will build in, both at the surface and aloft, for the upcoming weekend, which will produce mostly sunny skies and warm temperatures on both Saturday and Sunday in the lower to middle 80s. Another front will make an approach on Monday with a chance of showers and thunderstorms again with highs close to 80 degrees. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, an outbreak of severe storms is forecast from the northern High Plains region east-southeastward across Nebraska, northern Kansas, Iowa, northern Missouri, and into Illinois. Large hail and widespread damaging winds are likely. In addition, tornadoes, a few of them strong, will also be possible. Heating and destabilization of the air mass near and south of a warm front across Nebraska will continue through the afternoon. Convective development is expected by the mid-afternoon hours. In addition to the favorable thermodynamic environment in the vicinity of the front, very strong shear is forecast across this zone, where low-level southerly winds will increase rapidly with height and veer to westerly through the mid-levels of the atmosphere, where 50 to 60 knots of flow is expected. While the risk for tornadoes will exist, including a few strong tornadoes, widespread damaging winds will likely become the primary severe risk through the afternoon and into the evening as storms cross Nebraska and shift into Iowa and northern Missouri. Very large hail will also be likely across this region into the evening hours. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 111 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 27 at Truckee, California, and Leadville, Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, afternoon showers and storms in the lower 80s, Boston, mostly sunny, near 80, and in Buffalo, increasing sunshine with highs near 70 degrees. The average high temperature in Albany today, 75 degrees, the average low, 53. The record high, 97, set in 1925, and the record low, 36, in 1964. Sunrise this morning was at 5:19 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:28 p.m., 15 hours and 9 minutes of daylight, no change from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms developing today with highs in the mid-70s to around 80. Showers and thunderstorms this evening, then some clearing overnight tonight with lows in the mid-50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, some sunshine giving way to increasing clouds with showers and thunderstorms developing late this afternoon and highs in the lower to mid-80s. Showers and thunderstorms this evening, then some clearing toward morning with lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy with showers and thunderstorms developing today and highs in the mid to upper 70s. Showers and thunderstorms early this evening, then clearing overnight tonight with lows in the upper 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, any sunshine will give way to increasing clouds today with showers and thunderstorms developing through the afternoon and into the evening. highs around 80. Mostly cloudy overnight tonight with lows in the upper 50s to around 60. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Sunshine giving way to clouds this morning, with scattered showers and thunderstorms developing during the afternoon and into the evening. Highs in the lower 80s. Evening showers and storms giving way to clearing skies overnight tonight, with lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mix of sun and clouds, lower humidity, mid to upper 70s. A good chance of rain from I-90 south on Thursday, just a few showers to the north, lower 70s. Partly sunny Friday, mid-70s, and mostly sunny for the weekend. Highs on Saturday and Sunday, lower to middle 80s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Cayano.